Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Let's get to a little bit more audio here on our very special Caleb Williams edition here today. This is a cut from our old buddy, Teron Armstead. And he was talking about Caleb Williams. He was with our friend, Cassie Carlson from Fox 32 and talking about the topic we are discussing, and that would be Caleb Williams.
You think of Caleb Williams. You watched all those comeback wins, the magic in the playoffs, those unbelievable throws. I don't know if he could replicate it again this year, but you sure hope so. And he's certainly put the league on notice.
Cassie, I don't want him to replicate it. I want a lot more boring football from Caleb. Like that's really what I would love to see. I would love to see boring football. I would love to see him take the 7 yards here, 4 yards there, 11 yards there. At times, we will need his heroics. I say we. I feel like I'm a part of the
Bears. Are you part of the team?
I say we.
You want to come back?
I feel like I'm a... No, I'm done. I'm done. But for Caleb and his growth and development, the boring stuff, just getting more to the easy ones, moving the offense down the field, being more rhythmic, not having long stretches where we can't score, where they can't score or get first downs. And then in the fourth quarter, now you got to start being super explosive. Those times will happen. He's a special talent, incredible talent. If this kid makes a jump like he did last year, if he make another jump, it's MVP conversations. Like he has that much talent and ability. Let's see more boring football from Caleb.
I think everyone in Chicago is in agreement with you as well. Just from a veteran offensive lineman standpoint, what tells you that his season wasn't a one-off?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think anyone believes it, but like there is a tell like this guy is a franchise quarterback.
Him, his work ethic, you can tell that he cares. You know what I mean? He's really like in the weeds of it, his growth and development. He wants to get better. His conversations with Ben Johnson. It's not a one-off at all. Those guys are going to be special because of the run game alone. Having that as a weapon always opens up the passing game. Caleb got comfortable in a lot of areas. I thought his process pre-snap, like understanding where pressure was coming from, was really bad during training camp. And he improved it weekly throughout the season. He eliminating free runners, guys that's getting hits on him. And that's what I want to see from. I want to see him take less hits. Like as an old lineman, we don't want our quarterback touched for an entire game. Don't get touched. So if it's a play where the ball's supposed to be out quick, but instead he had another plan. And no. If it's supposed to be out quick, get the ball out. Like we don't need you taking hits. So we just want to see that more from Caleb.
Dan, I think the all good stuff right there, again, from Teron Armstead, the former 12-year NFL offensive tackle, mostly known with the New Orleans Saints. But he said it right there, the boring stuff, the easy stuff. And again, You have to have that fourth quarter stuff. Like, there is no discounting or devaluing any of that. Because if we didn't have that, then that's what we'd be bitching about. Like, you don't have the clutch guy. Finally, the Bears have a guy that can win them games in the fourth quarter. But again, that just goes back to what we were saying. Like, the easy throws, the march, when things are not going well, to be able to make the simple plays. And again, let your playmakers make plays.
When we're talking about the checklist of what makes an elite quarterback, the list is really long, and you have to check all the boxes, right? Like, you can't leave four or five of them unchecked and go, oh, but he's still good in the fourth. That's great. Awesome. Checked in Sharpie. Nobody's going to erase that circle around great in the fourth quarter, great when the game's on the line. Terrific stuff. Now, again, as Teron Armstead says there, the boring stuff. You're going to hear a lot from the Bears coaching staff over the next 4 months about keeping the ball in play, okay? And that's some of the take the snap, primary reads open, get it to him, move on, right? Like, that's where production is going to add up. Completion percentage is going to go up. You're going to hear a lot about ball location, which Caleb himself brought up, both in, I think, in January, and then again when he met with us in April as the offseason program began. Like, understanding what the coach is asking from him in terms of, a completion is not necessarily an accurate pass. It needs to be in a spot where that guy can get the maximum gain on that play. And ball location and ball placement is going to be something that they just continually drill via the understanding of the offense, via the mechanics that get your throwing motion pointed in the direction where the football needs to be precise. There's going to be a lot of boring stuff that you have to master. And that's why the Caleb highlight reel is so fascinating, because it's clearly intoxicating. The entire city of Chicago knows what that felt like in 2025 to have that highlight reel, particularly in the biggest moments. Intoxication is wonderful. Caleb, I think, has to make sure that he's not intoxicated by it, where it's like, oh man, I really want to make that big play that gets everyone talking, as opposed to, what if I just hit 3 8-yard passes in a row? You know what I mean? And like, Teron Armstead, speaking from a perspective of a guy who played with Drew Brees, who threw for 80,358 passing yards, right? Like, and you knew what Drew Brees was. He was gonna, be a butcher and a surgeon. Cut you up in a lot of different ways. And he was gonna just make sure that he was making the right play far more frequently than he wasn't. And that stuff adds up. And that's what I think Teron Armstead is speaking towards when he talks about more boring football.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guarantee you will hear many versions of that from Caleb Williams during training camp, that's the stuff that he is going to be working on. And maybe that's not the fun stuff for Caleb. Like you just said, like it's not. And look, man, I mean, and part of this too is, both Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are home run hitters. They both want the big play. But luckily, Ben Johnson understands that the simple stuff has to occur before we can do the fun stuff. One of the other things, too, about Caleb that is good, if he does get to that status of being an elite quarterback, and maybe this is something that we don't talk about enough, is he truly is ready to handle it. He already carries himself as a star. He loves being out in public, which is beautiful. Like his little PCA, Modest Buzelis Club. I mean, he's so like taking selfies with guys. Like you see the videos around town. I don't know that I've ever seen a player in Chicago who is more ready for the big market, for this particular team, for that particular job on this specific team as well, as Caleb Williams. So that's a part that, while it sounds frivolous, I think it's huge that this guy is ready. He's already got it down, I think.
Right. And it look like that's his understanding that he's a main character, and he's been a main character throughout his life, various stops at Oklahoma and USC, and obviously now in the NFL. And you see the stuff on social media of him going to a Bruno Mars concert at Soldier Field, and he's just in a suite, and people in the suite next door are filming him through the window, and
he loves it.
And yeah, it's natural, right? Like it comes natural to him. He's not uncomfortable in that space, which is wonderful, because that space is going to be his existence for a very, very long time. I think he understands the things he's vocalized about what he wants to achieve are going to follow him around. And I think he does that with purpose, that like, I want to say them out loud so that I'm held to the pressure pack standard that comes with it. And so we here at Take the North are going to keep holding him to that pressure pack standard. And part of it is because we understand what the coaches inside that building are doing to try to get the best out of him, with an absolute open door to the idea that he can be one of the best in the league, right?
100%. 100%.
Without question.
Yeah, I think it's part of our jobs as people who are around the Bears every day during the season and often in the regular season to provide the perspective that the national media can't. And again, I'm not mad. Like, I love that the national media thinks that are predicting that Caleb Williams could be number two, the second best quarterback in the NFL, and that he's elite and he has arrived and he's already here. We need to see it. We need to see it. And I think there are steps that maybe the national pundits don't quite see yet that we could see very clearly.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.